82 schoolgirls who were kidnapped in Nigeria just over 3 years ago arrived in the capital city of Abuja yesterday. It was part of an agreement between the African country's government and the terrorists who kidnapped the girls in April of 2014. They're believed to be part of the group known as the Chibok Girls, named for the town where the mostly Christian students were taken from their boarding school in the middle of the night. 276 were kidnapped in all. As many as 57 escaped shortly afterward. Others were released later, and negotiations to free the remaining 113 girls are ongoing. Those who were just freed were released in exchange for five commanders from the Boko Haram terrorist group.
Boko Haram is an Islamic militant group operating in Nigeria. Their name loosely translates to Western education is forbidden. Their first major known attack was on multiple police stations in 2003 in the northeast part of the country. But they gained notoriety when they kidnapped more than 200 schoolgirls in April 2014. Boko Haram's aim is to create an Islamic state and control large parts of northeast Nigeria. But the group has lost significant territory in the last year, partly thanks to the increased campaign by the Nigerian military, working in coalition with countries like Chad and Cameroon, who neighbor Nigeria. The new president, Muhammadu Buhari, has also moved Nigeria's military headquarters closer to Boko Haram territory in the north. But despite pushing back and the significant gains the military has made against the terror group, top military officials know that it will not be considered a success until the missing Chibok girls are found.